We will now have our passage readings, the first half read by Christian Lewis and the second half read by James Ohinilarbi.
These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing to the Jordan, to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you. So that they may enjoy a long life here, Israel, and be careful to obey, so that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These are the commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. When you lie down and when you get up, tie them as symbols on your hand and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your house and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, a land with large flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, and vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied.
Be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oath in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you. For the Lord your God who is among you is a jealous God, and his anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of your land. Do not put the Lord your God to the test as you did to Massa. Be sure you keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and decrees he has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight, so it may be good, go well and you, with you, and you may go in and take over the good land the Lord has promised oath to your ancestors, thrusting out all your enemies before you, as the Lord said. In the future, when your son asks you, what is the meaning of the stipulations, decrees, and laws the Lord our God has committed, tell him, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent signs and wonders, great and terrible, on Egypt and Pharaoh and his whole household. But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land he promised on oath to our ancestors. The Lord commanded us to obey all his decrees and fear to the Lord he God, our God, so that we might always prosper and be kept alive as is case today. And if we are careful to obey all this law before the Lord our God, he has commanded us that will be our righteousness.
All right, we will now have our message special children's message given by Pastor Greg. Oh, just kidding. We're going to do our special song before the message, Find Us Faithful. So kids, you can line up in the center like we practiced earlier.
We're pilgrims on the journey.
We will now have a special children's message by Pastor Greg.
Good afternoon. I think I think we already heard the message today from the song. So the title today is, we just piggybacked on this wonderful song and message, Find Us Faithful. Can we all say that together? One, two, three. Find us faithful. I know the kids, you can do a little better than that. One, two, three.
Find us faithful.
All right, I think so. All right, amen. All right, thank God we have this new ceiling that can echo all of those cries to the Heavenly Father. Our key verse that the kids so wonderfully read this morning is from Deuteronomy chapter 6, and it's verse number 6. So let's recite that key verse together, okay? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Right. So we're going to be learning about this Sinai covenant today and the passing on of this covenant relationship from the God through Moses, and this is what we've been studying the past several weeks, right? Go ahead, next slide. So we especially want to think about today, how do we love God from generation to generation, and how are we passing on our faith, right, to the next generation? So there we see four generations in that kind of genealogy chart there. And there's three words that all rhyme together that I tried to make in a way that kids would remember. So I-C-U-P. Okay, yeah, all right. But I'm bump. All right, you might remember that. So let's try to remember. Let's allow that to bridge to remembering the other three words. All right, can we do that? Like both sides. All right, can we say impress, confess, possess? All right, so as a community, you. All right, the you is for you. All right, so God wants to make a covenant with us as individuals and as a community, wants to pass on that relationship from generation to generation. So today we're going to see, in some way, there's a parental part that needs to be played in this ongoing story. There's a part that we all have to play, and then there's a special part that the kids are going to play to bring about this covenant renewal from generation to generation. All right, go ahead, next slide. So first, teach to impress. Teach to impress. So the verses say, these commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the doorframes of your houses and on your gates. All right, so what I want the kids to do, can everybody come up? And we're going to take one of these things and we're going to give it to your parents and we're going to give your parents some fidget stuff to play with. All right, so parents, you're going to get some Play-Doh to remind you, what do you need to do? Impress. So it matters, right? So go ahead, kids, everybody come up, take a Play-Doh and go give it to an adult or parent that's yours. And if there's a lot of kids, give it to another parent or another adult. Wow, there's a lot of kids. I come get a Play-Doh. Couple more come get a Play-Doh. There's a couple extra. All right, make sure every parent, some kids be in charge of making sure every parent has it, and make sure they're opening it and they're getting a Play-Doh smell all over their hands, so they can have a lasting memory of impressing. You'll have a Play-Doh smell impressed on your hands that you can then impress. All right, so again, the big idea here is we have to impress the way that we want our kids to follow, right? We have to bring them to an awareness of God in everyday life. So it matters. What kind of patterns do we impress in our schedules? What kind of patterns do we impress in the way that we live our own lives? Right? How are we molding and shaping them? Good job. I guess I need some too. I'm not exempt for sure. I got one more. Does anybody still need one? All right, Peter, you can grab one. There's one more up here. All right. So, right, this is like our kids. They're so impressionable, right? It's so impressionable. So one extreme of parenting is we just kind of love them a lot, and we just kind of do some nice things a lot, and we enjoy them, and then they turn into what? Just a blob, right? There's no really definitive about, nothing that shaped them deeply. They're just kind of blobby kids, all right? Now, the other extreme is this. We really try to make them into what we want, and we try to dip them into what they want, and then Shepherd Jim gets really mad because we got Play-Doh all over the floor. All right, don't do that, all right? But again, that also, the other extreme, we exasperate our children. We squeeze them so hard, it doesn't actually shape them into anything that's really that useful to God, right? We have to be intentional about what we're molding, what we're impressing, what are the family rhythms that are making an impression on our kids. All right, next slide. So here are a few slides just to remind us the pictures, the modeling, how we model. These days, I'm learning to do laundry. You know, even though my mom made me do my own laundry, I didn't really learn it well. I pretended like I didn't know how to do that. So now, Joan and Peter do their own laundry at home now. They're responsible for their own. Sorry for you other kids if I just gave your mom some ideas. All right? Again, modeling this devotional life and prayer life with your children, exposing them to the beauty and wonder of creation, shaping and molding your life. These kids are impressionable, right? Teach not just to do something, but be intentional to impress the love of God on them in such a way it is passed to them and then from them to their children's children. Amen? All right, so parents, how do we love the Lord God from generation to generation? One, two, three. Teach to not impressed. Are you guys impressed? All right, let's try again. Parents, how do we love the Lord God from generation to generation?
Teach to.
All right. Second, and this is for everyone. Go ahead, next slide. Quick to confess. Quick to confess, all right? And so confess is a good word because sometimes we only think about it when we did something wrong, and that's one part of confession. But confess is also we confess who we believe God to be. We confess our thankfulness. We confess our joys, our sorrows, our brokenness, and yes, we confess our sins. Those are all part of the word confess. All right, so here are the verses 10 through 12. When the Lord your God brings you into the land, he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you a land with large flourishing cities you did not build, houses filled with all kinds of good things you did not provide, wells you did not dig, vineyards and olive groves you did not plant. Then when you eat and are satisfied, be careful that you do not forget the Lord who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. All right, so that harkens us back to the context, right? We're in the desert, right? We're 40 years wandering. The first generation died. The second generation is about to enter the promised land. That's what is happening in this passage. Moses is retelling the law to this next generation about to enter who saw all the crazy plagues in Egypt, right? They would have seen it when they were like these kids' age. Right? They would have witnessed the signs and wonders and all the interesting, crazy miracles of God and the Red Sea parting and the Red Sea crashing back down. They would have experienced that, would have been part of their memory, part of their story, part of their life history. All right? So he's making sure once you get to the promised land and then your kids and your kids' kids, they're not going to know about that. You're going to have to tell them those stories. You're going to have to remind them because they're going to take a lot of stuff for granted. Right, they're going to have a lot of privilege that's just being handed to them that they don't really necessarily appreciate, and they may have a sense of entitlement. Does that sound familiar to any parents? All right, so What can we confess based on the pictures? Guys, can you help me? Kids, can you help me? Based on the pictures, what's something you could confess that you're thankful for, that something that you didn't really provide, something you didn't really do anything for?
The church.
Okay, this church building, right, and all the facility and the generations that kind of maintain this place.
My toys.
Your toys, all right. Piles and piles of toys, right?
Food.
Food, all kinds of food. But we didn't plant that food. We just go to the grocery store and it's all there.
Freedom.
Freedom. Awesome. Anybody else?
The world.
The world to live in and to enjoy, right? God's beautiful creation. All right, next slide. Some more things, a different kind of confession here. Fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oaths in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you. For the Lord your God is a what kind of God? A jealous God, right? He wants all of your love. He wants all of your devotion. He wants all of your heart. His anger will burn against you, and he will destroy you from the face of the land. Wow, right? So we confess our sins and the things in the world that capture our heart and our loyalties and our devotion. So this is the part of confession that we're a little more familiar with. We confess our sins, right? So does anybody, even based on the pictures or your own experience, we have the iPhone golden calf up there. What are some of your confessions that you could make, you could be quick to make about these pictures or from your own life?
Loving money.
Okay. I love money. So forgive me for loving money.
Yeah, forgive me for loving money.
All right.
Forgive me for loving pastries.
Oh, pastries. Oh, man. All right, Lord, forgive me too. We had too many recently, too, last couple days.
How's it to live in?
Oh, thank you. Give me five. All right. Love it. Anybody else? What are some other pictures up there? All right, Joe.
Forgive me for being selfish.
Oh, selfishness. Anybody selfish ever? Anybody need to confess that sin? Should we wait to confess that? Just sometime later we can confess that? No, when should we do that?
Now.
Now is the day. Quick, quick, quick. God is slow to anger. So if we're quick to confess, we're good. Right? All right. Anything else you guys want to confess? Now's your chance. Mom and Dad are going to find out anyway. Kevin's wants to give something.
Gossip.
Ooh, gossip. Boom, boom, boom. Good one. Especially with all the social media stuff and all the stuff that happens in that virtual Instagram, Facebook world that already has new things we don't even know about.
TV.
Oh, give me five. All right, that one takes over your heart sometimes. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for confessing, Matthew. All right.
Video games.
Video games. Finally. God heard my prayer. There it is. All right. Anybody? Video games takes over your heart or your mind ever? Kids, raise your hand. Be honest. Right, so we should be quick to confess those things, right? And there should be more hands being raised in here, but okay. Any adults? Streaming? Late night streaming? Binge watching? Okay. All right. Just saying. All right. Next slide. A few other things quick to confess. Verses 17 through 19. Be sure to keep the commands of the Lord your God and the stipulations and decrees he has given you. Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight so that it may go well with you and you may go in and take over the good land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors, thrusting out all your enemies before you as the Lord said. So here we think about confessing the promises that we know to be true because of our relationship with God and especially with Jesus, right? It says up here, I know God's promise is true. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but may have eternal life, right? Amen. That's the promise of God. So what do we do? What song are we going to sing today, Christian?
Trust and obey.
Can everyone say that? 1, 2, 3.
Trust and obey.
Right? And then this verse is interesting because it says, all your enemies will be thrust out before you. Right? So that was God's promise to them as they were going to take over the promised land. And in this case, there was actual enemies. There were actually armies and peoples that they were going to have to really fight against. Now the way we battle in the spiritual battle is considerably different. Right? Our biggest enemies are sin and death and fear, right? And complacency, all those things. As we believe and trust, God thrusts all those enemies out and enables us to believe and empowers us to obey him and to have a wonderful life. All right, part three. This is for you, kids. Last one. Ask to possess. That's right. Do you guys remember the cat pic? Right. So what were we doing there? Yeah, why were we doing that? Right, so what was the question we were answering, right? We were answering the question about what is worship, right? What is worship? And through that thing we did, that was pre-COVID. I can't believe you guys. Does anybody remember the A in a cat pic about what worship is about? All right, hold on. Let me get some prizes ready for this. All right. All right, let me see. Let's just yell it out. 1, 2, 3. What's the A?
Adore.
What is the C?
Confess.
What's the second A? That was the hard one. Affirm, right? Affirm the grace. What is the T? Thanksgiving. Oh, thank you for our HBF for Judah. What about P?
Petition.
Oh, okay. That one gets a nerd rope because that's not an easy one to remember. What about the I? Close. I heard it. John said it, I think. Instruct. And the last one was another C. Commune. All right. Woo, woo. All right. So let's look at our verses up here. Why are we talking about this anyway? Is in the future, it says, when your son asks you, what is the meaning of the stipulations and decrees and laws that the Lord your God has commanded you? What is the meaning of it? Right? So we need to, kids, do you see that? What did the son do? No, what does it say?
He asks you
when your son asks, right? Can everyone say, when your son asks? 1, 2, 3. Right, and it could say daughter up there, right? Son or daughter. When your son or daughter asks you, Mommy and Daddy, why do you live like that? Why do we go to worship service every Sunday? What's the meaning of that? Why do you get up and pray in the morning, Mommy? Why do we pray before we eat? Why? These are the important questions that you should ask. Yeah. And what happens when you ask to what? Possess. Right? So when you ask questions, you begin to possess the answer in your heart and in your life. So look at the next slide, what happened. Tell him, this is the answer of the parents, we were slaves of Pharaoh in Egypt, but the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Before our eyes, the Lord sent signs and wonders, great and terrible, on Egypt and Pharaoh and his whole household. But he brought us out from there to bring us in and give us the land he promised on oath to our ancestors. All right, so God brings us out to bring us in to whose story are we part of?
God's story.
God's story, right? And then we embed our story into God's story. All right? So what do you have to do to get a nerd rope?
Ask to possess. So is anybody going to ask? Yes, come get one. Everybody take two and then give it to somebody else who doesn't have one. All right, you only get one, but take two and give it to somebody else who doesn't have one. Take two, Hudsy. I think Kevin needs one back there. Can somebody give one to Kevin? Kevin loves nerd ropes. All right, take a couple. Keep coming until they're all gone. Keep coming until they're all gone.
Can we get
pictures? Pass them to people who don't have them. Keep coming, keep coming. I've never seen candy last so long. Oh. Keep coming. All right, one more. All right, here you go, Hudsy. There you go. I'm going to take this one. All right, so again, kids, remember, they are nerd ropes, right? So that's how we tie our story into God's story. They're ropes. All right. So again, last question. Children, how do we love the Lord God from generation to generation? Ask to possess. Oh, look at that. Capturing the heart. All right, no, that one's mine. You can have this one. I want the one Chloe gave me. Thank you, Chloe. All right, in conclusion, again, we want to love God from generation. So let's read these three things together. One, two, three. Teach to impress, quick to confess, ask to possess. All right, so this is the secret of how we maintain this covenant relationship as a community and pass it on from generation to generation. And then God looks down and he may find us faithful. Amen. So let's read our key verse one more time all together. There at the bottom, ready? Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace and your inspiration to teach us and to show us and to inspire us how to pass on our faith from generation to generation and keep this covenant relationship both as individuals and a community. Continue to help us to teach to impress, to be quick to confess and ask to possess, and to see these patterns in a faith that we carry so deeply in our heart may pass on generation to generation and our children's children's in 1,000 generations of those who love you and keep your commandments. Bless us to be part of this story of yours and embed our story in yours more and more. I pray all this in Jesus' name.